shoes are. That needs to be the photo.
I have found another person who is speaking at the event when it happens. Would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
Right. Hi, I'm Abhay Adhikari, and I'm a multimedia designer. Last year, I finished my research in breath training for children, strangely. And since then, I've been nagging a lot of places to try and get them to introduce breath training as part of mainstream education.
Okay, cool. So you're sort of more the learning aspect of the conference. That's what you're going to be talking about.
I've been thinking about that. I'm not sure how to position myself because there's so many amazing people out there and I'm just starting out. So I think the value for me in my own work is when I reflect on the journey that I'm taking to try and achieve my goals. So I'm going to try and present that.
I think that's quite good. I think it's useful to talk about journeys because sometimes people look at people who use tech or, you know, are so far in their sort of arts journeys, as it were, and they can't imagine how they'd get there. And that's quite a barrier, I think, particularly to tech, because like people who have never used any of it just see people being quite literate in it and feel like they could never get there themselves. So I think it's good that you point that out.
I agree with you because the other part of my work is also to do with social media. And you could say I'm a social media enthusiast, but the way I'd like to differentiate myself is I think a lot of people lack empathy when they're reaching out to the other people. Maybe I'm being judgmental here, you know?
As I in, see what you mean, actually.
You should already know this, or why don't you know this? And I think I'm trying to overcome that within myself when I reach out to people. So
I see what you mean. I think sometimes when I speak to arts companies and stuff about the way that they're using tech, I think I come over across quite evangelical, which I think can, for some people, makes them rebel. There's kind of a cachet now in saying, oh, I don't even use email. I've never been on the internet, which is I'd never say that anyone has to use these things, but to know, make an educated choice, I think, is the most important thing.
Yeah, the way I understand is the key to contextualize it, you know, and present it in a sort of within a framework, so it becomes an approachable commodity, as opposed to alienating people right from the outset, when you come in with a condescending view or some sort of superiority. I still do that, and there are occasions where I come across as my enthusiasm is mistaken for something else, but I am conscious of that. And I try and inform that my work through that attitude. So yeah.
Great. Were you at last year's conference at all?
No.
So how did you come across Pirate Theatre and the event itself?
I've been given a residency by Science City York, and I've been at the Phoenix Centre, which is where I met Marcus. And then I went to Japan last year. I was working across 5 cities to deliver breath training, and I was tweeting a lot about it. And Marcus saw the value of my work, and I'm very humbled by that. And it is on that basis that he invited me to come and speak this year.
What's the training that you do? How does that work?
There are 2 aspects. Do you want a long answer or a short answer?
Whatever you think is the best.
Okay, you can stop me whenever. Okay. Yeah. There are 2 aspects to my work. There's a technology side where I work with biofeedback, and I've created a gaming device for breath control.
Okay.
When I was testing that out in schools, I saw that students were also responding to the warming up activities we were doing without the use of technology. And I'm trying to take both forward.
Okay.
Because I think we're losing out self-awareness and the art of reflection because of the instant platforms like Twitter. You know, you just want to put it out there. And I think what we miss out is that moment of reflection.
I know exactly what you mean. Our worlds are so easily recorded and replayed now that we forget that they're finite. And I think that's an important thing to remember. You get people who go to gigs and they will record every moment of it, and they're living through their recording of it rather than the actual experience, which is not to say that that's a necessarily bad thing or a wrong thing, but I think it's important to keep a balance.
Exactly. And I think, well, I'm from India, and the education we had, they didn't bother about being secular. So to me, breath awareness was introduced in a variety of contexts. And in the process of trying to make it a secular process, which can be used in schools and mainstream education here, I thought that's the value. You focus on your breath and you bring in that act of reflection to feel how you're feeling, how you contribute collectively as well to a physical space.
Okay.
So that's the other side of my work, which is what I was doing in Japan last year as well.
Absolutely fascinating. I'm just going to finish the interview by pointing out that you have some absolutely fascinating shoes on.
Thank you very much.
They kind of like split toe and have like the best polka dot pattern on them ever.
Can I show you my socks? I've been doing that to everyone.
And you have, oh, ta-da! Goodness me, your socks are also split. Right, I'm going to have to put this as the picture for the audio view so you guys can see the magnificence of these socks. Thank you so much for talking to me.
No worries.
Take care.
Fantastic. fantastic.